Anna Peach has been called a renegade farmer. Her methods are unconventional, but they work. She built her Hawaii Island squash farm up from the ground on a quarter acre and surprised everyone with what she was able to produce. Part of her education came from the growing urban farming movement. A lot of it came from her Wisconsin family that's been farming for seven generations. She's in town to give a talk on farming outside the box, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
You've had success with your methods and it sort of seems as if your method involves a lot of rethinking of the conventional approach.
It does. The way that I approached farming was starting with the soil. Mm-hmm. The soil is a foundation of everything. And I was in part inspired by what was happening in New York City. I was volunteering at the Brooklyn Grange, which is a rooftop farm. It's over an acre in the sky. And I had volunteered there with doing composting and building the soil and turning it on a rooftop. And it's this a little utopia right in the middle of the city. And that to me was, I thought, well, what if I took some of those principles and applied it to land that was depleted here in Hawaii and to see what that would do to start with the foundation.
Well, this New York utopia is basically built on top of cement in the stinky air of Brooklyn, right?
So exactly.
It has there's no rich volcanic soil. There are no built-in natural advantages, right?
That's right. And the area that I'm working in is quite a rocky area.
On Hawaii Island.
On Hawaii Island, mm-hmm. Right. I'm in Waimea, and it would be challenging to till there. So I decided to do no-till. And no-till was considered kind of controversial, but really it's simple. It's usually used in a backyard method called lasagna gardening. And what you're doing is you're sheet mulching and you're layering and layering. And I thought, well, this would be great to partner with some of the chefs that I provide produce to. What if I partner with them and I take some of their green waste? So I partnered with the chefs that had the highest percentage of organic material in their kitchens. I would collect fish scrap and I would make my own fish emulsion, which is a fish fertilizer. Mm-hmm. Simply use the fish scrap along with sugar and thyme. You let it ferment. And then I also collected green waste cardboard. And I'm really happy with a partnership from the Big Island Brew House, where I collect about a half ton of hops, spent hops from the brewery process. And that's what I use as a mulch for the squash vines. And the best thing of all, it's free. It's things that would normally go into our waste stream. And it's a wonderful reuse of it. And it builds a strong community feeling, too, because I'm growing the produce in what would otherwise be thrown away. And all of these businesses are happy to pair up with me and work together.
You're in a sense, you're making your soil, right?
Exactly, yep.
Where does the cardboard come in?
Cardboard, well, of course, we know in Hawaii we ship in so much. In fact, that's why I started with squash, is because we're shipping in 95% of our squash into the state of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So when you think in those terms, a lot of things are coming in cardboard boxes. And then what we do is we bundle them up and ship them off again for recycling. So what I'm doing is I'm kind of intercepting that and using some of the plain cardboard that is literally just laying around. And what's great is, you know, it's a way to keep your watering down. You know, and I'm on the dry side of Waimea. Mm-hmm. In Lalamila, we've been struggling with a drought for the last 15 years. So you want to think in terms, even though some people say, oh, it's agriculture water, it's cheap, you still want to be very thrifty with it and use as little as possible. Mm-hmm. And what's great, the combination between the hops as a mulch, wood chips as well, and then the cardboard, is it holds that moisture in.
And kind of a sponge effect.
Exactly. And squash, they love, I mean, they grow these big, beautiful fruits because they like their sun and they like their water. So it's just a way that I can use something to keep. Now I water a couple times, like for a half hour a day, a couple times a week. And some of my neighbors are watering upwards of 12 hours a day. What you're doing is you're adding things to the soil so that they don't use as much water. Mm-hmm. You know, I should say that the water is retained in the soil that way.
Yeah, it's holding on mm-hmm. to it. And the results are what?
Oh, the results are, you know, I've got about 6 tons. I pull about 6 tons of squash in 6 months out of a quarter acre. And that's,
That's amazing.
And that's also, you know, with doing no-till, I didn't need a tractor. I didn't need a truck. I actually drive an MG Midget. And, you know, I can fit 6 buckets in the MG. And I do my squash deliveries in a little fuel-efficient car that I learned to repair myself. So I've been able to keep that. Farming is so cost prohibitive, especially in a state like Hawaii where things are so expensive.
Yeah.
And I mean, just thinking in terms of buying a tractor and the startup costs are so high, I'm really fortunate because I'm doing a work trade so that I have access to land. Like I said, I'm pairing with the chefs and local businesses to pick up green waste. And then as far as I'm doing all the research using the Hawaii Public Library system, learning about these methods, and then using heirloom seeds, and I'm able to propagate those seeds myself. So my costs are extremely low, which allows me to work on a very small parcel and still make a go of it.
I'm inclined to think, Anna, that if there's any hope for us, it's in things like this.
I hope so. I think it's inspiring. Coming over to Oahu is a treat for me because there's several people working in urban farming and looking for solutions here as well. We're going to be up on the North Shore tonight and tomorrow. And there is a movement toward growing your own food. It reconnects us, you know, reconnects us in such a wonderful way. I was, you know, just back in with And even the history of these recipes and some of the squash that I'm growing, they're tied in. Some of them are from 1620, you know, and that there's a beautiful squash called Cherryman. And for me, I'm part historian, part artist, part farmer, all of these things combined. And I'm not alone, even though I may be farming by myself. We're connected in with a much larger movement.
It really sounds very rewarding, Anna. Thanks so much. Yeah, it's good to hear about. Thanks so much for talking to us this
morning. Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
Anna Peach is a Hawaii Island farmer who'll give a talk tonight called Farming Outside the Box at Patagonia Haleiwa. It's free, and you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.